Special edition of the UND Football 360 podcast. We're up in Grand Forks today. The announcement of Eric Schmidt as the next football coach at the University of North Dakota. Bill Chaves, the director of athletics, joins us. And Bill, I'm going to just flat out say you hit a home run with this hire and couldn't have found a better man.
Well, I appreciate that. I would say that I always, in hiring, you want a great process, you want a great result. And you won't know about the result until a few years, for sure. I mean, but I think all indications from what I know at this point, I think what Eric can bring to the table for this particular program at this particular time is something that we need.
And I wanted to ask you about that in the press conference, but I'm a little selfish and wanted to do it here. What was it about Eric where he checked all the boxes that some of your other candidates didn't quite have? What was it about Eric that stuck out at the end?
Well, I think there's no doubt that every institution that I've ever been at or been around always wants to some degree one of their own. I mean, that's just natural. It really is. Now, that doesn't mean that's the right decision at that time. It really isn't, in my opinion. I think a lot of times you've got to go through the process and see what happens, because some folks on the periphery to some degree might think that everybody wants your job. Well, it may not turn out that way. And so you've got to be prepared along the process to pivot and understand that there's multiple folks that can do this job, but you got to try to get the right one at the right time. I crossed over a year with Eric. So I got here in 2018. He left, departed in 2019. I think what he's done in the last 5 years, being with Coach DeBoer at Fresno and then Washington and then with Coach Lewis this past year at San Diego State, and they'll get that thing turned around, I think will help us tremendously here at UND. And the landscape is literally changing every day, and they see it at that level, and it's going to always cascade to the FCS level. And so for him to be able to bring that back to Grand Forks and be one of five now head coaches that have ever played for UND out of 28, those are some pretty good things. So now it had to work too. I mean, his trajectory professionally is heading north. And, you know, he and the family had to make sure, is this the right move for him at the right time? So those were the conversations more than anything. It wasn't a woo. It was more of, hey, can we partner to get this thing to the level we all want it to be?
Yeah, and the expectations are never higher, you know, than they have been. Obviously now with, you know, NDSU kind of started it, SDSU followed up. Now USD's jumping into the mix. We had our moment where we were kind of, you know, right there, right behind them. And then now, but we want to be, you know, up in that mix. And yeah, I mean, it seems like a great time to, you know, make the transition, try to get it to that next level and join, you know, the two SDSU.
Well, no doubt. And what I said to Eric when we were speaking, you know, and again, I get where he was coming from, because when he left campus, many things that are occurring right now, and much of it has to do with Dr. Armacost, who's just a tremendous president, best I've ever been around. I've been around a few, and he's awesome. Just know that he was here today at the press conference. That's all you need to know. I mean, not many presidents do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I said, hey, when you left, what we have right now and what we're doing is different. It's way different. And so the opportunity, and we went in at 8 o'clock this morning to tour, you know, the locker room and the weight room and the sports med area. And we haven't even, you know, cut the ribbon on that yet. I mean, so literally, you know, he's got some tools in his toolbox. He spoke of that as far as him as a coach. He's got some additional tools in the toolbox now that we can help to get recruits here, to keep them, train them bigger, stronger, faster, develop them, efficiency. We have there's some things here when all these buildings get open, you're going to say, wow, that's pretty darn efficient.
Regarding the process, and one thing I'm going to touch on is Grand Forks.
Sure.
Okay. I talked in the, you know, couple of weeks leading up to today, you know, I had a lot of conversations, former players, you know, we all talk and stuff, and some of them who are from Grand Forks, maybe didn't play at UND. Some played at UND, but made it to the NFL. We talked to all of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, they brought up, on their own unsolicited, they said, you got to know UND is a different animal. They go, it just is. They go, it's just different than other places that they had been around. And they go, but not bad, but it's different. It's unique. And they said they got to get the right person for the fit. You can't bring anyone. And that maybe is true for any job in the country. You know, maybe Eastern Washington, probably you're not going to probably bring someone from Louisiana, you know, or something like that. Maybe that's true for any job. But how big a part did that play? Knowing what you know about Grand Forks, knowing what you know about UND, as far as familiarity. I know you put Midwest recruiting ties in the criteria. Mm-hmm. You know, that you preferred that.
Sure.
Okay. How big a part was it that you had someone who understands North Dakota, understands the upper Midwest?
Well, let's face facts. You want to galvanize your alumni base. And yep. Whether it's former players, supporters, just former students here, you want to galvanize them. And I felt like if we could try to check certain boxes, that's always what you're looking for, Kelly. But you just never know how the process is going to go. You just never, ever know. And so sometimes it's easy to say, well, just give someone X and he will take the job at that point. Will he? Yeah. I don't know their personal life to some degree and where they're at and at that stage in life. Sometimes it just has to mesh. It has to just work, and it worked perfectly this one time. Now, I think, you know, knowing Schmitty, he's going to galvanize the group, and he has a way about him to just, he's going to walk in a room and say, let's go. Well, you know, but here's what's actually happening right now. And we do need to, evolve. That's what I'll say. All programs need to evolve, because I'll tell you what, every day is changing. The landscape's changing. It's not get that kid and it's going to be here for 5 years. Might be, may not be. So right. We just got to be open to anything that's headed down. But I loved his 12-month plan. I love what they did at Washington. I love that they were doing those types of things, because you can get to the NFL from the FCS level, especially at the highest level. Oh, yeah. And the differential for us right now is getting some guys that play on Sunday.
Right. And then that's
the truth.
Well, in recruiting, I'm sure this came up. I don't need to tell you this, but in recruiting, what do you think they're pitching down in Fargo and SDSU lately?
Of
SDSU
course.
Sent six guys to the NFL off their offense. Off one side, and it's like, well, you know, we're doing one every 2 or 3 years, and it's just not, you know, you can't pitch it.
Right, and it needs to be from all position groups, you know, offensively, defensively, where some of these recruits that are high prospects know that, well, I'm a linebacker, but I can still make it to the NFL through UND, or an offensive lineman, where, you know, there's certain schools that are just known to be those types of schools.
No doubt. And, and Kelly, you mentioned the Grand Forks piece. I would say, and again, I want to pay a little props to, what's transpired, and I believe there's chapters in life. And what Coach Schweiger had to recruit to is going to be far different than what's going to transpire in the right. Coach Schmidt era. And that's the truth. And so at the end of the day, you get a now student athlete on campus and you show them what their life is going to be like on a 365-day level, you might be able to get to the NFL.
And you were talking about evolving, and it seems like every time you see a coaching change, salaries go up, add a few more resources.
Yep.
Let's talk about the coaching pool. We saw Coach Schmidt's contract.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Way to get that done. But it's going to take a team of coaches. Is there a bump in that salary pool for coaches with Coach Schmidt? And part of him leaving was to see what other schools are doing. He's going to have to implement more resources. Are you opening the checkbook for that?
Well, here's the deal. It's not so much the checkbook.
It's not an open checkbook.
It's just not a magic wand. I mean, there's a lot of competing factors that I have to be concerned about. But what probably is little known, or maybe the narrative has been interesting, and I'm not one that's going to come out and just challenge every narrative, or else that's all I'd be doing every day is challenging every narrative in life. I don't think that's what you want from your AD.
No.
I think you want us to grind on things that actually are really,
I don't know what
really
kind
important.
Of, I don't know what those media outlets are that put out narratives on their own.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I would say this. We were number three in a assistant coaching pool going into this search.
Oh, okay.
And now we're going to be two.
Well, there we go. Okay, let's get that on record. We're number three out of Missouri.
Whatever
now, like,
it is. I don't know 10, what Missouri State
it
is.
It changes every year.
11, right?
So three out of 11. 10 or 11. Okay, now we're going to be number two. So fans, you heard it. I did not know that. So now we're putting it out there. We're three. That's pretty good. I mean, if you'd asked me, I'd say we're five or six.
No.
You know, I'd just guess.
The answer is no.
Okay. So, and cool, because I talked to Danny in the Freund, you know, he went down there, South Dakota State, and kind of asked, hey, you know, how is it down there? And he said similar. He goes, very similar. He goes, they're not paying, you know, more down there than they are up here. Yeah. And I was surprised. I thought they – so actually
know,
we're very competitive up here.
And from
yeah.
what I know, they're not giving Alston dollars either.
Okay. So we have cost of attendance and
Alston
dollars.
Remind people what that is.
So we call them the 701 Awards, but there was a lawsuit back, I don't know, a few years ago, and there was a judgment that you could give basically additional dollars for being a student-athlete. And it, for us, we have taken all of our sports and we've plowed close to $1 million a year into those Alston dollars, spread them out like you need to do from a gender equity standpoint. But football has some good amount of dollars to be able right. to utilize if you retain your student athlete and are academically eligible. So there's a max that you can give on it. It's like $29.80 a semester, but coaches have the discretion to decide on how they want to dole those out. But I know we beat NDSU to the punch on this because they're giving it out this year, but we were the first ones in the Valley to be giving that out. And we, and to some degree, might be the only ones. That's why when I was talking to Eric, hey, come to Grand Forks, see what we've done in the last 5 years, see what we've opened and what we have yet to even open. And I will tell you, this is about as attractive job in the FCS, I believe, that as there is in the country.
Well, the ceiling on this thing to where it's at right now. I mean, I think I put that out a week or two ago. It's not even, we're not even scratching the surface. You know, you see what it can be, you know, in our Missouri Valley mates, you know, and it's obviously, what I like about it, I've written this before, I'm going to go backwards in time. When we're in the Big Sky, we didn't understand. I write that we thought we were getting there, and then we played NDSU like in 2015. I was like, oh, okay, we're not anywhere close to them. But we were getting better in the Big Sky, but we weren't in Eastern Washington, hung 54 on us or whatever when you're out there. Well, okay, now we're not there yet. It's like there's no false sense of placement in the FCS once we joined the Missouri Valley. I was like, all right, you got these two down the road. You know how they built their template. You know what they put on the field. We got to match that or beat it.
Correct.
And that's where I think, you know, it's getting the ceiling for this thing just is so much higher than, you know, I mean, we got a lot of room to grow is my point. And it can only go up, you know.
To piggyback on that, I'd like to ask you, Mr. Chaves, what do we have on the horizon that's exciting for some of our alums that listen to us, for some of the former players? What's coming down the pike that they can get excited about? You've talked about some of the things that we're doing currently. What can we entice our listeners to?
Well, like I said, we just walked into the NODAC Insurance Company Sports Performance Center this morning, and that ribbon cutting is going to be sometime in January. And so if I will say this as a former players, if you walk in there and don't get excited, then God bless you. Then I'll tell you what. Then you don't have a pulse. I'm going to check for it.
And go see Coach Lennon at the Historical Society.
Yeah.
Go back in time.
Seriously,
right?
I have no idea how, when this all gets opened up, how someone's not going to say, "All right, let's go." You know right. what? This is what it is. The classes are right there. You could literally live here. You could go. You could go into this Hawkway and never have to get out of your shorts.
Well,
so
eight below today.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you go right.
Especially
it doesn't
matter. Right?
Yep.
So, and you talked about galvanizing our alumni base and the yep. student body, things like that. Those are so important, just from our perspective too. That and you've done a great job over the last several years of just trying to get everybody on the same page. Famous Dale Lennon quote there, getting everybody on the same page and moving forward. And we know we're certainly excited about that.
Yeah, and with that, we'll wrap it up. But you know, the Champions Club has always been there. Great
yep.
arm
great
of
job.
Athletics.
Yep.
But now we throw this NIL in, and mm-hmm. we've got the 1883, which is very important. Coach Schmidt addressed it. But What's it like as an athletic director in today's times where you have two groups now out fundraising for your programs, and how do you steer people to which one?
Yeah, really good question. I think they do two different things. And so I would like for people to consider both, I'll be honest with you, because they really do have two different missions. It's always important to make sure you have the full complement of scholarships, cost of attendance, 701 awards that we talked about. Those folks at our alumni foundation, they work on that. Now, that's kind of the support side. Then that's the opportunity side. And I look at what Jonathan Holth and Matt Bonser have been able to do with the 1883 is more the opportunity. I would hope that if I'm passionate about UND, UND athletics in general, UND football, that you just have a conversation with them about what they're doing, because it makes a difference. And now, sometimes you might think, I don't believe anything I read right now, because I never see a contract with it. So I don't know what people are making at the highest levels. I hear what Coach Schmitz, you know, we believe is going on at this point. That's the good news, is that we actually can know exactly what was going on at all that right. point yep. in time. But right. we need to mimic that in some way, shape, or form. But the end of the day, especially with the sport of football, and he said it a number of times, and all of you know this, and I did not play the sport, as you can tell, but at the end of the day, you better be all in. I mean, you can, like, that's a sport. You can play other sports and sort of be in. You can't be sort of in playing football. And it will never end that we need to get those guys here anyways. And we will. But you need all the tools. You need all the things on the menu. So I'm actually kind of, I'm bullish about it. I think it's kind of exciting. I'll be honest with you. I mean,
well, it's exciting. Yeah, it's sitting
day,
in here.
It's a different day for you every day.
Well, you see the brick from 1927 behind us. It's awesome.